how you can make money online in the next 30 days.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, to episode number 129. And today I'm talking about how you can make money online in the next 30 days. And the inspiration for this blog post and podcast that I'm recording this week came about because sometimes there's some confusion. People don't fully understand what I do online, the different ways that I kind of bring my blog, my podcast, my consulting, everything that I do together. I have a lot of balls that I'm juggling, and it's quite funny. Sometimes describing what I do is a bit confusing. So today I'm kind of outlining different ways that I make money online and explain to you, if you are interested in getting started in this world of online business, how you can actually start making money online in the next 30 days. Now, if you want to get access to the blog post for this episode and get access to links and things that I'm going to be mentioning, you can find those at paulminers.com/129. Quick side note, I'm actually recording this from San Francisco. It is the final week of our about six, seven week long trip that we've been taking. And this is actually kind of somewhat related. It's a really nice benefit of working online, is that you can do things like this, is go away, travel. You have that flexibility to kind of work when and where you want. And yeah, we've had a fantastic trip. So we're in San Francisco now. We've got a few more days here before we fly home to New Zealand. And yeah, we've had a really good time. We are looking forward to getting home. And just very grateful for the position I'm in. So, getting into today's episode, earning an income online is very quickly becoming the number one goal of everyday people. You know, whether it's earning a little side income to supplement your day job, which is how I started, or going full-time on your business eventually, earning an income can lead to loads of exciting opportunities. And with an online income, you can work anywhere. Like I was saying, it gives you the option to work and travel. When I actually started writing the blog post for this podcast, I was actually writing it on the plane, flying across Canada to Calgary. And it's amazing, the world we kind of live in. So working online, you know, you have that flexibility to work on your terms across time zones with people all over the world. And you have the ability, I think, to earn more than potentially, you know, a fixed annual salary can provide to you often. But getting started online earning money isn't easy, and so that's what I'm talking about today, is the different ways that you can earn money online and then how you could get started in the next month. So let's start with some different ways you can make money online. Today, I earn an income from a few different sources, and this diversity really helps to lower your risk, as you're not putting all your eggs into one basket. In other words, you know, if income from one source dries up, you're still earning money from other places. So it's nice to have that diversity. But when you're getting started, it is important, I think, to pick one primary source of income to focus on. Get this going really well before you then grow other sources and diversify later. So let's look at some different ways that you can make money online. And this list is far from exhaustive. So first thing you can do is create and sell digital products. And creating digital products like an ebook or an online course is probably the most appealing way to make money online. The idea is that, you know, you make a very high margin product that costs very little to manufacture, mostly just your time, and you can sell it thousands of times all over the world with little to no distribution cost. And it sounds incredible. High margin, don't have to worry about inventory, sell it as much as you can, sounds awesome. You just have to make something once and sell it as much as you can. And that was very much my goal when I was getting started, was like, wow, digital products sound incredible. And so when I started, yeah, I spent years trying to build an audience, you know, my blog, my podcast, and sell digital products so that I could replace my salary. That was my number one goal. What I came to realize later is that it does take time to build an audience and learn about selling digital products to earn money, you know, in a reasonable amount of time. And when I was getting started, my goal was to replace my salary. And so in hindsight, I should have been more adaptable and looked at other ways of making money sooner so that I could achieve that goal. And so today I do earn money from the sale of digital products like my Personal Productivity Toolkit, my How to Become a Virtual Consultant program, other ebooks, my VIP membership service. And it's a nice, fairly passive way to make money, which is great, but it's taken a while to get to the stage where I'm earning, you know, a sustainable income this way. And I think selling digital products is great, But if you're just getting started, I think there are quicker ways that you can earn an income online. Once you are then earning a sustainable income from other sources, you can then divert some energy into selling digital products later when you're, you know, a bit more established. So digital products are great, can take a little bit of time to get started that way though. Then you have things like affiliate marketing. This is a great way to make money online where you earn a commission for selling other people's products. And one of the most popular ways to do this is by promoting products on Amazon. So for example, let's say that you have a photography blog. Maybe you write blog posts or make a video about the gear that you use, and you link to these products on Amazon. The great thing about this, with Amazon in particular, is that you will earn commission on anything the user then purchases, even if it's not one of the products that you link to. If they go on to buy a TV or whatever, their Whole Foods order, you're going to earn a commission on that. And the benefit of affiliate marketing is that you don't even have to make a product like with digital products. You can promote other people's products and services that are already proven to be popular. And you don't have to worry about shipping. You don't have to worry about refunds, which means there's no customer service cost. There's a bit of a downside to that, really, because it's not your customer. There's less value, really, because it's not your customer. It's Amazon's customer. You're sending them to Amazon. So there's pros and cons of affiliate marketing. Pat Flynn from smartpassiveincome.com, and I would highly recommend you check out his work if you are getting started online. He earned, when I was looking back at his income reports, he posted monthly income reports. I think early on, he was earning the bulk of his income from referring people to purchase hosting from Bluehost. If you go back, you'll see, he was earning the most of his income just of being an affiliate for Bluehost. It was really interesting. But to be successful with affiliate marketing, you need to produce good quality content that helps people, learn about the benefits of whatever the product or service is that you're referring. So for example, I now make videos on YouTube teaching people about Pipedrive. And below these videos, I have details of how you can sign up and get an extended trial. This is just part of the partner program they have. And then I earn a commission when those users become paid users. So my videos, I have to deliver content to convince people, hey, go and sign up to Pipedrive, and then I will earn a commission for that referral. So that's a really great way that of doing affiliate marketing that's worked really well for me. However, similar to digital products, it can take a while to produce enough of an income, produce enough content and build the audience and the numbers you need to get the decent income this way. You know, when you're just getting started doing a few videos, a few blog posts, you're probably not going to have that many people looking at it. And so earning a decent income from affiliate marketing can take a while. Then we have things like display advertising and sponsorships. I'm kind of grouping these together. Display advertising refers to the banner ads that you see on websites. I used to have banner ads, I don't anymore. You can also earn display income from things like pre-roll ads that you see on YouTube videos. I've been doing this for a little while, a couple of months, and earn a few hundred bucks a month, which is nice. It's not exactly life-changing money, but it certainly helps to pay for a few bills, which is nice. And so you can earn, you can also earn money from sponsorships. And so if you partner with a brand that wants you to talk about their product or service as part of your content, sponsored videos and podcasts, tend to be the most common ways of earning sponsorship income. So like on this blog, I have sponsors, like today's sponsor is Text Expander. I've done a few sponsored videos as well. And so if you've listened to my podcast, you probably hear the mid-roll ads that play for about a minute, minute and a half, halfway through my episodes. Those are sponsored ads that are paid for. And to be successful with sponsorships, you need to produce, again, high quality content on a frequent basis that attracts that kind of regular audience. Nobody's going to sponsor your videos or your podcast if there's no one listening or watching. You also need sponsors to align with the content that you're producing. So because I talk about productivity, sponsors like Text Expander, who I have in today's episode, are a really great fit, because it's highly likely that somebody interested in productivity listening to my podcast will be interested in a tool like Text Expander, which is very productivity sort of focused. And just like with digital products and affiliate marketing, again, you do need good audience numbers to earn a half-decent income from display advertising or sponsorships. So again, it's not the quickest way of making money online. Certainly great avenue to explore later. I mean, my podcast has only been sponsored in the last year or so, and I've been doing this for a few years longer than that.
This episode of the Paul Miners podcast is sponsored by Text Expander. Text Expander is one of my all-time absolute favorite productivity tools because it saves me so much time when it comes to typing text and emails and any kind of common text that I have to type on a regular basis. Now, Text Expander version 6.5 for Mac OS and 2.0 for Windows sports a new visual editor for creating and updating your snippets. The new editor makes it easier to see and edit snippets and create things like fill-ins, dates, perform date math, create nested snippets, and even more. You can insert words, phrases, fill out forms, create templates, and more with just a couple of key clicks everywhere you type, not just in your email or on the web, but anywhere you do your typing. So take control of your time and productivity by letting Text Expander handle your repetitive typing tasks. And if you love telling people about Text Expander like I do, then join the new affiliate program to earn a little extra reward for sharing the love. Now, show listeners of the Paul Miners podcast can get 20% off their first year of Text Expander. Just visit textexpander.com/podcast to learn more and to sign up. You'll also get a free 30-day trial as well. So head to textexpander.com/podcast and make sure you choose Paul Miners in the How Did You Hear About Us drop-down box. Thank you, Text Expander, for sponsoring this episode of the Paul Miners podcast.
And then finally, we have kind of consulting and freelancing. I'm using these terms to kind of describe any kind of service where you basically sell your expertise to a client or a group of people. So coaching, freelancing, group training is kind of what I'm talking about here. Now, a lot of people immediately assume that they could never do any kind of freelancing or consulting as they don't have a skill that people will pay for. But let me say that, you know, you'd be surprised, and the things you find easy are the exact type of things that other people often will pay for. So take me, for example. I never thought people would pay to learn about Asana, but here I am. And the benefit of consulting or freelancing compared to the other models of making income that I've already talked about is that you can earn an income by selling your expertise very quickly. In fact, so, you know, going back to my story, I tried selling digital products in the beginning, found it was taking quite a while to build the numbers. I thought, you know, what else can I do to earn enough money to replace my salary? That was my goal. And I thought, well, maybe there's some consulting or freelancing that I could do. And so I started just on a few directory websites listed that I could help people with Asana. And in my first month, I earned a little bit over $1,400 in my first month. And I was really blown away. I was like, wow, that was crazy how quickly I was able to earn like a pretty good amount of money. And another great benefit is that by providing a service to people one-on-one, you can actually learn a lot about what customers value, how you can help people. And later that might turn into like a digital product, or maybe it's some kind of affiliate marketing as well. So it's a great way to test your ideas and learn before you then spend time on other ways of making money. So with this in mind, if you wanted to, in the next month, make, you know, a couple of $100s just as a bit of a test, like could you make money online, I think you could get started with consulting or freelancing and achieve that. And I would start by just brainstorming the skills or expertise that you have that other people may need help with. And it could be anything, you know, design, web development, software training like me. And it doesn't have to be professional services either. I've met people who help people with things like baby sleep training, personal training, fitness, nutrition, even teaching like French impressionist art. You know, I have a client who runs workshops helping people to paint. And so once you've brainstormed like the skills, the expertise that you have, things that you're good at, that you're passionate about, think about as well the type of customer you'd like to work with. Who would benefit from that service? Is it small businesses? Is it medium-sized businesses? Is it kind of people at the gym? What are they interested in? Where do they go? How do they spend their time? Where can you find them online? And so once you have an idea of the expertise that you're going to try and sell and the type of person you're going to try and attract, just try listing this expertise or this skill on, there are numerous directory websites, things like Upwork, Freelancer, or Clarity, and I've got links to those in the show notes for this episode. These are like expert listing websites where people can go to find an expert to get help and get freelancers to help them with certain things. And so doing this, you could actually start selling your expertise without having to create a website, and it's a great way of testing your ideas without having to invest a lot of time up front in building a website, in writing a blog or anything like that. You could just list your expertise on something like Upwork and be earning money pretty quickly. And to help build some initial traction, what I would do is actually reach out to your professional or personal network And so when I got started, I listed a few tools like Asana and MailChimp that I know how to use, and I put them up on Clarity. I then emailed my newsletter list, and I shared some links on social media, giving away free calls to people who needed help. And I did about 5 to 10 of these free calls, and it was a great way to get a few reviews on Clarity, so that I wasn't just starting with no reviews. And it was also really good to practice what it would be like to help someone on the phone via the internet. And it didn't take long after I did this before I started then getting discovered naturally, and real business owners started booking paid calls with me. And I can't begin to tell you how eye-opening that was. When the first few paid calls came in, I was like, wow, this there really could be something here. And then when you've tested, you know, that service, that idea that you're trying to sell, maybe you've done a few paid calls, then you can start putting together maybe a website. You can make some YouTube videos or networking to get more of, you know, your ideal type of client. So those are some very simple steps I think you could take in the next month to start earning an income online through consulting, freelancing. You would often be surprised, like I said, the things that you find easy that you would never even think that people might need help with that they pay for are often the exact kind of things that work really, really well. Now, if you are interested in getting started with consulting, definitely check out my How to Become a Virtual Consultant program. This is a program I put together to teach you my exact system for making money online. I've left nothing out. It's literally everything I know. And it guides you step by step through how to create a system for generating leads so people reach you and find you online rather than you having to constantly go out and find leads yourself. It guides you through how to have that first call with a client, learn about what they need, how you can write really good proposals, obviously close the sale and get the client signed up, and then how to manage the productivity side around managing all your client projects and being really efficient with your time as well. So head to the show notes for today's episode, paulminers.com/129 to get a link to the How to Become a Virtual Consultant program. One more time, thank you very much for listening. I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners podcast back home from New Zealand. Thanks again. Thank you very much for listening to the Paul Miners podcast. Two quick things before I go. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback, please leave me a review on iTunes. It really does mean a lot to me because it helps the show to get discovered so that more people can benefit from the content. And I would love your help getting the show out there. So please, if you have a minute, I would love a review on iTunes. And on that note, if you want to give me any more feedback, you can always reach out to me via my blog, leave me a comment, or if you're on my newsletter list, you can respond to any of my emails as well. I really do love hearing from my listeners and hearing what you want to learn about and getting your feedback. Number two, if you want to connect with me on a more regular basis, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP to learn about my membership options and how to get access to my private Slack community. This has typically been reserved for my high-end customers in the past, but I've opened it up for the first time. So head on over to the website, paulminers.com/VIP to learn how you can get access to my private Slack channel, where you'll also get access to my complete library of book summaries as well. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners podcast.